I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The Stanford High School community has been embroiled in a controversy involving a teacher's sex scandal and an alleged cover-up by the administration and the district's lawyers. The incident has raised a number of concerns about the lack of transparency and accountability in some public schools. Former teacher Danielle Watkins is spending up to 5 years in prison after having sex with one of her students and giving him and another student marijuana. The student was living in a group home and was also getting special education services. A scathing 145-page investigative report by Hartford law firm Pullman & Cumley found that once school officials learned about the relationship, they did everything but the right thing. They used a student informant to spy on the teacher. School officials spoke in code while they watched the teacher's every move. Even the school district's law firm, Shipman & Goodwin, took missteps when they advised the school not to call police. The teacher's lawyer, Rob Serafinowicz, says his client is remorseful, but believes her actions have highlighted deeper problems within the district.
It's not even my client in that report that's alleged to have done the most wrong. It's the other administrators.
At least 5 school employees knew about this illegal relationship and did nothing for months. The report showed that many Stanford teachers feel they are unable to speak up when problems arise, and they pointed to a case in 2011 when 3 assistant principals were reassigned after they complained to the principal about another improper encounter between a female student and a male teacher. In a statement sent to WNPR, Superintendent Winifred Hamilton maintains that she never knew about Watkins' relationship with a student, which school officials had called a relationship irregularity in internal communications. Criminal charges have been filed against 2 other school employees, and one of them, the high school principal, Donna Valentine, claims the superintendent was aware of the relationship early on. David DeRoche, WNPR News.